My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Steve.
We're going to make a vinyl of one of our episodes,
one
or are we
going
to collect bits on it?
Yeah, some of our, maybe the best of
yes.
All time.
So the Surfer, 4 to 6 bits okay. In total.
So there's going to be the Surfer, obviously. Mm-hmm. And,
well, we got a little while to think about,
maybe the Surfer was a 40-minute bit.
Kyle.
For a drink after, get a couple drinks in us, and I'll be like, hey, what do you think about that?
Because a detective notepad might be into this.
There was one point where I got, my interest was piqued because the people sitting right in front of us,
you were going to say Nikki Glaser has a Jeep joke, and I was about to say, okay.
No, unfortunately.
Is there a Jeep comedian out there? Is there a comic who's got a Jeep joke?
The Jeep comedian?
Live on tape from APS 3. Whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Am I the Jeep comedian? Am I the closest thing?
We've talked about this a little bit that we want to do, or that I wanted to. One of my fears, right? That I would like to overcome and see if I could do it was to go do 5 minutes at an amateur stand-up night, which you've made incredibly clear. You will not be within a rocket launcher's vicinity.
Oh, no. No. I'm not sure. I mean, is it selfish for me to ask you to book it on a night when you know I'm out of town?
No. See, we're old enough now.
No offense.
Oh, listen, wouldn't be offended anyway. I wouldn't even book it on a night you'd be out of town. I just wouldn't tell you. Maybe that's how this has to come to fruition. Mm. I simply do it, not tell you, and come in with a cell phone video that someone took for me.
Boy, if there's...
So you could recap it.
I don't know. That might be actually worse than being there.
I wouldn't be able to listen to it.
Is seeing the grainy footage with the terrible audio... Of you up on stage doing the thing where you snap your fingers.
Oh, so now I'm doing like a vaudeville act where I'm snapping my fingers?
Hey, take my wife, please.
Hey, is that a minority group A in the front row? How'd you get here? Now I'm like 1960s Don Rickles.
Right, yeah.
But not as, obviously, not as good, right?
No, in the style of.
Yes, that's right. And maybe that's how I'll refer to my act going forward. Come see Kyle in the style of, but that's in really tiny font, 1960s Don Rickle, and that's in big font. Right. So, but maybe that's how we get you on board with this, we can make this a podcast event. Do you think you could throw together a 5-minute Jeep bit? Because it doesn't have to be Jeep joke one, Jeep joke two. You could have, because
so it's just got to be a theme where I kind of thread the needle. With different Jeep-related jokes.
And the more I think about it, the less it sounds ridiculous. Because 5 minutes, and maybe it would benefit us to talk to our friend Purple Heart Matt again, who has transitioned his life somehow from the world of medicine and law into stand-up comedy.
Yeah, he's really run the gamut.
A lot of people would assume he's on a spiral. I don't think he is. But typically when you hear, he was going to be a doctor, he was going to be a lawyer, now he's doing stand-up.
Yeah. Next, he's going to be, like, buying a Camaro.
Right. No question. Yeah. This guy screams trying to live the life he wished he had.
Mm-hmm. Good for him, though. Following the dream seems miserable. But good for him.
No offense.
No, of course not. He would know that I'm not trying to be offensive.
But do you think, I wonder if we asked him... if you go to an amateur stand-up night, open mic type of thing, and they say you got 5 minutes, do you typically plan one bit that, you know, hits home at the end? Was obviously there's some funny in the middle, right?
I would think that any comedian would say that, depending on what the time is, because a friend of mine, a guy that I know, he works doing like comedy booking. Mm-hmm. So he works with a bunch of venues and he'll say, hey, there's a, you know, I need comics that have a solid 12 minutes for next Friday night. Mm-hmm. Message me if you're up for it. So I think that it's like, I would imagine that for a comedian, you have something, you have your 5 minutes, but then you also have your 15 minutes or your 20 minutes or something. And it's just, you know, it's like different versions.
Right. The seasoned folk
Sure.
who have been doing it, obviously, yeah. right? Like, obviously, they know, hey, if you tell me 20 minutes, I know I've got X amount of stories.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this one, this one, this one, and this one.
I would worry for us, you'd be so knee-deep in LJ minutia that you'd see the red light in the back right. before you even got to the setup to the inevitable right. punchline, right?
So there I am.
You guys ever had to replace a windshield?
There I am pulling the AX-15 trans out of the XJ to swap into the MJ. Am I right? Yeah, because who wants the BA-10-5?
Right? I'm trying to get the crowd interaction, so it's... You guys ever have a gas leak in your garage?
Yeah, I'm doing Jeep crowd work.
You? Yeah, you? How'd it turn out? Got it fixed? Me too. Okay. You guys ever...
six more minutes. All right.
Boy, I'd like to see this come to fruition this year. You and I. Because you're not afraid of the stage, Steve.
I'm not. I'm not afraid of the stage with others.
Okay, so you need to be a part of the group.
I'm comfortable
right?
in a band. I'm not a solo act.
Right, so you're not busting out like big musicians who have made it on their own.
No, I'm not dragging the stool out on stage with my acoustic.
Boy, I'd really like to see you do this. Because... unlike you, I would be a good teammate, and I would be there that day, giving you, in a preferably dark corner, because I don't want to be seen, especially at a Jeep comedy show. No offense.
I don't think anyone wants to be seen at a Jeep comedy show.
And plus, do they open mic stuff before an announced act comes, or is it just like, hey,
no, I don't
Wednesday,
think so. No.
Bring your buddies down for $2 beers.
And open mic night.
And open mic night. So it's, you know, you're playing to some pretty different clientele.
Yeah, I don't think that any seasoned comedian would agree to be the main act of an open mic night. Because I think that the main thing, one of the big things when you're a comedian, I would assume is, hey, who's opening for me?
Yeah.
Who's going on before me? Because you want that. You want that lead in. You want to know, okay, the guy in front of me, you know, the guy leading me in, is he really blue? Is he like the, you know, family friendly guy? Is he the Jeep comedian?
Right. I'd like to see this happen to where we can get a few minutes of impossible. Jeep comedy.
It's just
out
impossible.
Of you on a stage. And then you're done and the crowd is just dead. Right.
Everyone's just looking around confused, thinking, what did we just see?
Yeah, and you're bounding off stage with sweat pouring down your face.
I think I killed it.
Looking for high fives to all the other amateur open micers.
Right.
Looking for your validation. Yeah.
How to good?
Half
good.
Of them are scratching their heads.
Is that good, guys?
But just know that in the back corner, you won't be able to see me again. I don't want to be acknowledged.
No.
Is going to be a raucous cheering section of me. And when you say, you know, guys ever had to transfer to the AX-10?
You know it!
And you go, yep, that guy knows what I'm talking about. All right, did you ever have the issue with the axle differential?
All the time!
So essentially it's just you and I
just having
exchanging
a long
questions
a long,
and answers.
A long distance conversation. Ooh. This is tempting.
And then you finish it up with like a traditional joke, like
right.
an A to B, you know.
Yeah. Take my wife, please.
Who's on first?
Right, but because
you don't have a comedy partner. Because
I'll do that one in the style of Andrew Dice Clay.
That's right. And also, you don't have a comedy partner to do this with. So there's nobody answering you
right.
to say, who? And you say, he's on first. Who's on first? So you have to, you know, you have to play both sides of your final joke.
I think we got a bit.
I have so many dreams for this podcast to try to venture out and really push the boundaries of what we would consider comfortable.
Okay. Well, that would do it. That is, being on stage, that would push my boundaries of comfort. Absolutely.
You know where our boundaries aren't pushed, and I think you and I are in agreement, and I think it's a good time to mention it. There's zero details to offer in terms of updates. You were busy this past week. We didn't really talk about it. I think we can safely say Friday, April 7.
Sure seems like there's some interest.
I think we're going to mark that down as a yes, as it's going to happen.
Okay.
That somewhere in the Grand Rapids area, I apologize to Kevin Steffi for offering his fine facility, but I just don't feel like commuting to Kalamazoo for this, because people will be in, the reason for this is people are going to be in GR for this show of the side gigs.
So are we officially announcing the Steve and Kyle podcast Good Friday Karaoke Fest?
Is that Good Friday?
It absolutely
is. That where
is
people
Good
come
Friday.
With the thing on their foreheads?
The mud?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
What day is that?
I believe that's Ash Wednesday.
Ah, Mud Wednesday.
Muddy Face Wednesday.
Apologies.
Sorry, I am just constantly just picking at the dry skin on the edge of my nose because it's just out of view. I was blowing my nose like crazy for about 3 days, and my nose is just so dried out.
That's what Nashville do to you.
That's what they say. Nashville is America's driest nose city.
So if you are planning on coming into town, or if you're in town, or if you're local, for the Live at Night side gig show on Saturday, April 8th, that is Jesus Saturday, I think is what they refer to it as.
Yeah.
Easter Eve.
Easter Eve.
Is that Easter Eve?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's exactly.
Is the Ash Wednesday, does it go to Good Friday? Or is the Ash Wednesday a different time of year? Do we have a show
Friday,
Jesus?
April 7th.
Somewhere in the Grand Rapids metropolitan area.
Should we make it official by creating an event?
That doesn't mean anything. We still have the Cure for the Cure event.
Maybe we just rename that.
To this?
Yeah.
So that way we get all the idiots who are going to attend to that.
Well, no. Then we just casually never talk about that again.
And then keep the money.
Right. Yeah, obviously.
So, scam people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'd like to see the Cure for the Cure get off the ground this summer.
Okay. So maybe we rename the Cure for the Cure. Since we already have so many people that have replied to it, it'll really give me a confidence boost if we change the name of it.
We're forcing people to be there already. But isn't it going to be a damper to said confidence boost when inevitably people start removing themselves from that event?
No. We'll lock them in somehow.
Or when the event ends up saying, 25, and we get there. And can we get a table for four?
Just two of us are here so far, though, but the other two are insistent that they're on their way.
They sent us a message 4 days ago that they would be here, so I'm pretty sure that's a guarantee. So,
all right, so mark your calendars, everybody. It is Friday,
yes,
April 7th, the Steve and Kyle podcast Good Friday Karaoke Extravaganza.
Yeah. So essentially, we have to find either a bar that we're going to do karaoke or plan, hey, we're going to go have dinner, drinks, wherever here, and then we'll go
make
to
our
karaoke
way. Yeah. Place. I like the idea of going to the place that we went to for the side gig Christmas party last month. That place was great. The Tex-Mex joint? No, that's where we went for food, but then for the karaoke portion of it, we went to a different place. Or there's always the old standby, the place over by my old house.
Right.
And that place is old school, too. They have the binders that you flip through. There's not, it's none of this scan the QR code and look through our library. No. This is as old school as it gets. Yeah. You write it down on a scrap of paper and you hand it to the guy. And then he pops in the CD.
That's right. So you can hear all the clicks and skips and when he has to pause it and then and rub it on his shirt because
anybody
got
a CD doctor? Remember those things?
You put it in there, like you press it. It's like a salad spinner. You press it a couple times so it spins and like gets it buffs out the scratches.
It's insane that that somehow worked.
It never did.
What a what a time of life.
Do you think
they flew so close to the sun, probably never thinking we'll pass over CD technology?
I bet that there is someone out there that is set for life because they were on the ground floor of CD doctor creation.
Okay, I'll put it on the poll. Did anyone ever retire from the CD doctor?
Absolutely. You know that there's somebody
yes,
who's sitting in a fancy, fancy house right now. And down the hallway, you know, there's pictures of the family, pictures of friends, maybe a wedding photo. And then at some point, there's a picture of like the big presentation where it's all the executives up on stage holding a CD doctor.
And you know, for every 100 of those stories you hear secondhand, thirdhand, whatnot, of my dad had a chance to invest in Apple in 1978 and didn't. There's someone out there, for every 100 of those, there's, for every 1,000 of those, for the entirety of those, right, there's one guy who got out of CD Doctor at the right time. It was 1998. Yeah. He heard rumblings of an MP3 and thought, nope, cashing out, hitting the beach.
Getting out of here
I am
now.
Done. Thanks for my framed photo of, again, me on a stage holding the CD Doctor.
With people in the foreground just applauding wildly because this is going to revolutionize the industry.
Yeah.
Do you think we could get somebody from CD Doctor on the phone?
Can you do some quick research and figure out when did CD Doctor officially cease?
By the way, not positive that CD Doctor is the name of it, but it just seems appropriate. CD Doc. Oh, CD Doctor. Yeah, that is a thing.
Because let me guess when CD Doctor ceased existing. Because I would guess this
There's Skip Doctor. Wow. This thing looks like the reel from a fishing rod.
For me, the CD Doctor, though, Steve, is equivalent to the companies that made videotape rewinders.
Oh, yeah, but they always looked like a Corvette or a 57 Chevy. Right. Look at this thing. So you hold on. You hold on to this. This is Skip Doctor. This is obviously
okay,
a
knockoff. I'm not buffing a boat.
So I'm assuming you pop the CD in this side. Yeah, there you go. You put the CD in there.
And it just spins.
And then you crank it like you're reeling in a bass.
That guy looks like he is holding on to the last ledge known to man to where he will inevitably fall to his death if he lets go of the Skip Doctor.
Again.
Now, they've branched out. So Skip Doctor, much smarter than CD Doctor.
Yeah.
Where, again, there's the one man on the beach with his framed photo. Because they thought CDs may be dying, but you know what'll never die?
DVDs.
DVDs.
Do you think there's an HD DVD doctor? Remember those?
I do. It was like a six-month war.
Yeah.
And Blu-ray just won. I don't know how that ended. How are there not books upon books about the HD DVD versus Blu-ray war of the mid-2000s?
I don't know.
Well, that's on the poll as well. For every 1,000 of people who didn't buy stock in Apple, was there one who got out of CD Doctor at the right time? And again, it seems like we found out CD Doctor may not exist. So this poll, already out of context for anybody listening.
Sure.
Is further out of context.
So I'm just updating our show notes. So a deep dive on the CD Doctor.
Got it. So again, to put a bow on all of that, we're going to have a live meetup.
What the hell?
On Friday night, April 7th. If you're in the GR area, please come join us. Details TBD, but it will be a karaoke-themed evening. Please come along, hang out with us, have a few drinks, dinner, whatnot. Get home safe before the side gig show the following night, which again, Jesus Saturday, I believe is what the religious
big Jesus, the big cheese Saturday.
No, no, the big G's Saturday, right?
Right?
J-E-E-S, you understand what I'm saying?
I got it. I got it.
Make sure to mark that for our submission to the religion category this year, please.
That's right, yeah. Finally, we're talking politics. Or we're talking religion.
How was the trip, Steve? You mentioned you were away for a few days.
Yeah.
Busy. Came home to a mini blizzard here in West Michigan.
Yeah.
How was the live show? Was it everything you had? Because this is the first one since.
This is the first time we've been to Nashville in 3 years, since 2020. We did a couple of shows last year.
Did you do any live shows yet this year or no?
No, that was first one this calendar year.
Okay.
We did one in Grand Rapids the day before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
We were in the Upper Peninsula. We were in Albany, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Rapids night show last year, and there's probably one or two. Portland, okay. Maine, I know we were there.
Gotcha. Overall, how was it to get back on the road? Did you enjoy it? Did you miss it?
I miss it. These events are always catch 22. I love being there for them for the time that we are on stage or doing the show, and every other part of it, I'm a nervous wreck.
Oh yeah.
Because there's a lot. Yeah. I mean, there's always issues that have to be dealt with last minute. There's always prep, especially for the night show in Nashville, because that kicks off the season, for lack of a better term, of night shows.
Okay.
So basically, if you go, it feels weird to say, but if you go to one, you kind of have gone to them all, because what we do is we come up with a show and we do it in each place that we're in that year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like going to see a band. If you follow them around, you're probably going to see the same show night after night. Obviously, it's...
I mean, a band that doesn't care about it anymore, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what you meant.
Yes, yes. So we are the band that does not care. So, yeah, I mean, there's...
Do you get more nervous for the night show or the morning show?
Night show.
Because the night show is much more informal, though. So, I mean, well, I'm not surprised, because you've done, you know, in the course of your career, you've done thousands of morning shows.
Yeah.
So, granted, you're hundreds of miles away from where you normally are with none of the ability to fix problems that you normally do. It's still a morning show.
But
like, hey, you've done this. You know the timing. You know everything. It
the
is
mechanics,
what it is.
Yeah, the mechanics are all the same. The X's and O's are all the same. We do this at this time, this at this time. Yeah, it's just I'm sitting in a restaurant or a bar instead of in the studio.
But the night show is also, it's equally informal. You're not worried about, you're not recording anything, I don't believe.
Yep, no.
And obviously you're not held to a clock in terms of need to get to commercials. And
it's
you're not held to any FCC standards.
Yeah, it's not broadcast, so yeah. But there, you don't have to worry about that, but then there are a whole other slew of things you do have to worry about.
Sure.
Because people have paid to be there, to be entertained, so you want to make sure that everything is kind of...
You can't shovel the same garbage
that
you did the morning.
Exactly, exactly. We can't just go to the school lunch menus like we do.
Yep.
When we have a couple minutes to kill.
Yeah, when you look at that clock and you realize, oh boy, 3 minutes to break. Let's, you know, hit the weather in all 50 states today.
Time to play the birthday song.
Yeah, we got any music to play? But did it go well? Did it go as smooth as possible for you? Were there any hiccups?
Everything was good. There were a couple little minor tech things, but nothing bad at all. Had a great time, great crowd at both morning and night show, and it was awesome. It was I always enjoy them more looking back on them than I do in the moment. And again, that's not to say that I don't enjoy them.
It's a different feel.
I love them. I absolutely love being on the road. There's the shows in front of a big crowd are just like, it gets you really pumped up.
Yeah.
But until the moment that we're walking out onto the stage, I am a nervous wreck. Because I'm constantly thinking, oh no, did I forget to do this? Did I download that video that I need? Do I have this queued up and ready to go? It's just, there's a lot of little micro preparations that, as somebody who thrives on being prepared for these events, It's it drives me crazy.
And you could, I mean, listen, I'm not, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You can enjoy it as much as possible. The end of the day, it is work first.
It's still work, yeah.
You still have to get items done.
Fun job, but it's still a job.
Right. A job is a job. And I think some people may fail to understand that or see that because, hey, look, they're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But to a degree, there's also, you know, like you said, items that have to be done, things prepared.
Well, yeah, exactly. Stuff. There's preparation that goes into making it look like it's sure. seamless and fun.
Yeah. I mean, the weather in all 50 states does not simply appear on the screen.
No.
Someone has to have that pulled up.
We have correspondents all across this great yes. nation of ours.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that, you know what? That's why people appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. what people. Well, that's good. So how did, now for the good stuff, though. How awesome was the fathead?
Talk about a disappointment.
What do you mean?
Well, we got word that our good friend Trevor, not from Nashville, from Dixon / Burns, would not be attending due to sickness within the family. Didn't even realize he had a family.
Didn't care.
Quite frankly, very surprised when I found out he had a family.
Hmm. So after for all the prep you and I have personally put into this.
So much. Coordinating.
Correspondence that we've had to take upon ourselves in our busy
look,
life.
We had to copy and paste an address.
You're meaning to tell me now that it wasn't there? No.
Fathead wasn't there.
Okay.
To a lesser value of importance, Trevor wasn't there. No offense.
I didn't hear him. So, I think it's safe to compare at this point the entire Kyle Fathead tour to this weekend because it has been an unmitigated, pretty much failure on all ends. And listen, I'm a host of this podcast, so I know what I need to do here.
What do you have to do?
Not take a single ounce of responsibility because I wasn't there. You all let us down.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Am I included?
No. You're one of us.
I never know where your anger is going to be aimed. Just want to confirm that it's not at me. Hey, I appreciate that.
You're one of us.
As of right now.
Right. For the time being. Just stand by.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, I completely blame Trevor.
No, who else would we blame? His poor daughter? The child?
Mm-mm.
No, we're not going to do that.
No. Maybe it's, protect your children from diseases
yeah,
better.
Yeah, it's this big dumb idiot's fault for allowing her to get sick.
Feeling real bad about this already.
If you want to sit back, go ahead, because I don't really
you know,
care. Listen,
I take back everything I said. Please, Kyle, the floor is yours.
We moved.
Sorry, Trevor.
We moved heaven and earth to get
here.
This fat head there. And Steve, you were telling me off air how you...
No, it wasn't.
How little you could believe this invalid cares about this podcast that he couldn't even make an effort.
Didn't say that.
To drop the fat head at the door to another faithful listener to that sidekick show. So my fat head could be represented loudly and or proudly at this morning and night show.
You know, so the Kyle Fathead Tour 2023, we're 0-1 right now. I have confidence that
you and you alone.
I have confidence that in the next 2.5 months, that fathead will make its way from Nashville, Tennessee, all the way up to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I'm confident that it will be there.
Can you give the dates so we can make sure?
Realize, don't know if that show's been announced yet.
Well, congrats to the Stephen Kyle podcast listeners. We'll bleep that. You can just bleep the location,
look, we're
right?
We're going to be in Wilkes-Barre on April 14th.
You're going to be in Wilkes-Barre sometime,
April
right?
14th for a morning and night show. Look, don't tweet at me or the station and say, hey, where are tickets on sale?
Yeah. Just ask Steve. He'll
actually, you know something? Do it. because shows or stations shouldn't keep things a secret.
It's so weird why announcements, like I said, as soon as things are, for lack of a better expression, like locked and loaded.
Yeah.
Why not just fire it off, man? Leave more time
for people
to plan.
No, no. Less time is better to sell more tickets.
Creates a sense of urgency.
Yeah, does it? You know what else it does? Make people mad they can't get the day off of work because they didn't have enough time or enough notice.
Yeah.
It's silly to me. I'll never understand that.
I know. They never get that. Why don't you keep in mind the people that have to take the time off?
Yeah. Currently,
give them as much time as possible.
As of right now, barring unforeseen circumstances, that will be the next location. Mm-hmm. And again,
maybe.
I'm not saying it
could be
right. And again, I'm not saying the location because in case you change your mind, you want to bleep the location.
I'm just going to name all the places that we're going to be.
Medford, Oregon.
Nope.
You guys, not there anymore.
No, I'm going to name all the places that we have stuff booked, but I'm not going to give dates.
Friday, May 12th.
We're going to be in Wilkes-Barre, like we said.
Sometime.
We're going to be in Albany. We're going to be in Portland. We're going to be in Michigan's beautiful Upper Peninsula.
Which I believe is the only one actually announced.
Yep. We're going to be in Green Bay. These are all...
Could we be program directors? We would just announce events when they're scheduled?
As soon as like the tickets are on sale or the tour has been announced, yes.
So we would like innovate the game.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we now know, you know, this band's coming. Why don't we put tickets on sale Friday?
I don't understand the negative to having more time.
Right.
And people will tell you, oh, people get lazy and they'll get come to them and say, oh, I got plenty of time. Yeah, but they still have more time.
Right. Right. So we are looking at you, those areas that Steve just mentioned in the coming months. But the next announcement.
Oh, wait a minute.
Date,
there's going to be another one in, hold on, let me see. Kokomo, Indiana.
Hey.
Making our way back to Kokomo for the first time in a couple of years.
So plenty of locations coming up. So if you're in any of those areas, keep your eyes open for when that radio station inevitably decides to make you frantically call your boss and try to request a morning off. And
then
buy tickets all at the same time, of course, with like 2 weeks to spare.
Yeah.
So be prepared for that. As of now, though, that fathead is in stasis.
It is
with the sick family in Dixon/Burns, definitely not Nashville.
Trevor, hopefully you disinfect that thing before dropping it in the mail.
Give it a spray.
I think, okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six scheduled. Okay. I think we can go 6 for 7 in 2023. Toby, stop eating garbage.
I feel like we've also been let down with some locations where, and I don't remember the exact locations where we did not get the response of somebody who would be willing to hold the fathead.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what they were. Last year, we've had success in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I know we've had success in Wilkes-Barre in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we've had success on the Jersey Shore. No, well, that was when the Boolin Wall was...
Yeah, baby Boolin. Yeah, because I did not go.
But the fathead was there, I believe. Steve was not.
Right. Yeah. So you made it. I didn't. Now, just fair warning though. If you nominate yourself, there's some quick turnarounds in here. There are 4 shows in 5 weeks.
Which means if you're part of that, we need a guarantee from you. Live show morning and possibly night on a Friday. Typically, all of them. We're going to need that fathead in the mail by Monday, or I don't even know if Tuesday would be okay.
I would say go to the post office Saturday.
Right.
Saturday morning, drop it off. Like have your mailer ready to go. Maybe leave it in your car, have it already addressed.
Yeah. That's tough.
So you can just hop in the car, drive straight to the post office, pop it in there, tape it shut, get it on its way.
Yeah. And I don't mean to be pushy, but...
No, we do.
We've had it in the past. Who was it? A couple of times where the fathead has been not showed up in the mail until like hours later the day of the show.
Right.
Which is a bummer because then that poor person who was going to hold it at the show, one, didn't get to. Mm-hmm. And two, now has to foot the bill to turn around, ship it off to someone else.
Yeah.
Terrible. Without the...
Terribly irresponsible.
Yes. Without the fantastic, amazing reward of being able to sit at that morning show and night show holding my gorgeous head of cardboard for all to see.
Yeah, where it's actually it's work. It's an inconvenience.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing cool about it.
Did you get any one, any podcast merch? Two, anybody come up and say, hey, love the podcast? Did you get any of that?
I got a couple of references to the podcast. No okay. merch, though. No merch.
No merch. No. Now, do you remember who mentioned the podcast? Always appreciate the listeners.
Yes.
And there's not too many to mention nowadays. So
I saw our good buddy Chris Pruitt.
Oh, Chris Pruitt's always Chris Pruitt.
Who talked about how he, I believe he's driving from Nashville up to Grand Rapids for the side gig night show, but he said that he wants to be a part of the now announced, now official Steve and Kyle podcast Good Friday Karaoke Fest.
It sounds like our table for four is full because I know Timmy's there. Timmy sent us the confirmation that he has a hotel in town for
Who
that
else?
Week.
Okay, so we got Chris.
Yeah.
We got Timmy. Of course, I mean, be silly to not count on
you and me.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. So,
four.
We can get a nice booth. Four of us?
I'm assuming my wife is out. Your wife?
I don't even think I'm going to ask.
Okay.
It seems like an irresponsible waste of mine and her time to ask her if she's going to come to this. And I would use the same phrasing for you in terms of asking Annette.
If you think that I would even ask, you are out of your mind.
We will make that Facebook event. Actually, if you're listening to this, I'm assuming it's already created. I typically don't like to wait around on those. That will be posted on Facebook. We'll tweet it out as well. So if you want to RSVP there so we can start planning and maybe reach out to these venues and see, hey, is there any way we could set aside a bundle of tables?
I don't think we need to do that. Because they don't like to reserve stuff unless you
Nobody does.
Unless you know that you're going to be there. I think that these are places that we can just show up. Hopefully get some tables together. If not, we're all just kind of like the place that we were at last month. It was a nice big open place. So it's like you don't really need a bunch of tables together. People are kind of milling around the whole time.
Here's my only issue with that, because I still feel like you and I are at that point still responsible for doing kind of what I refer to as the wedding dance.
MCing, floating around.
Like if we don't spend enough time at table three, they're disappointed because they drove from Kokomo or whatever.
Right. Well, look, folks, a lot of the responsibility for interaction is on you.
That's true as well.
You want to talk to me? Come on up. I'm happy to talk.
This is, for all intents and purposes, kind of our open book type of thing. I mean, we're planning on hanging out. It's not like this formal affair.
Nope.
Where
I am. Well, I'm not exactly a social butterfly.
Right.
If you come up and start talking to me, I will talk to you all night long.
Oh, Christ, yeah. If you want to hear about Jeep MX, MX-12s or whatever.
I got to get my bits together, so I need to... Look, if you come up and talk to me, I might work out some material on you.
Do you think we could do karaoke and just tell them a song, but then once the song starts, just turn it down and do the 5 minutes of stand-up then?
Just pull out a knife and cut the plug.
So the lyrics are floating past on the screen, and instead you're telling tales about your Jeep.
Yeah, so... You know, I will survive lyrics flashing by, but no. Hey, folks, well, I got you here. You hear the one about the 88 YJ that got stuck in the mud?
No, what about it? Still me in this case as well, because even our faithful listeners are going to give you the stone cold dead face to that type of question.
Well, let me tell you, he had too much of a lift and no slip yoke eliminator installed.
What an idiot! Would that be an appropriate response to what you just said? Yeah. Okay, good.
Don't worry, I'll give you some flashcards.
Okay, yeah. Oh, shoot. Then you're going to look back in the corner at one point and I've accidentally thrown them all in the air and I'm just wide-eyed staring at you because I don't know how to answer. So at one point I start booing you and you... No.
Not yet.
I'm excited for this, though. We haven't done a get-together. When was the last time we were even out and about? I mean, was it Van Wert? Did we do anything since Van Wert?
Van Wert. Was Van Wert before Boston?
Yeah, no. Boston was 2017. Van Wert was 2018.
Yeah, it might be.
Man.
It's been a minute.
All right.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it coming up in just a couple of months.
That's right. That's right. I am excited. That'll be great. Speaking of Annette, I wanted to ask, and we teased this last week, so I wanted to make sure we get to it today.
Yeah.
It was not that long ago that you pretty much blew the remaining hair off my head with something I never in a million years would have anticipated hearing from you.
Even though you guessed it, but you guessed it because you were trying to make the most ridiculous guess that you could possibly think
of.
Yeah,
it was almost in jest.
It was, I would say, 100% in jest.
You told me that your lovely wife, mother of your two children...
Mm-hmm. Leader of our family.
Forsaker of your vast deference.
Keeps all four wheels on the ground in this house.
Approached you
mm-hmm.
about possibly doing a podcast together.
Yeah.
And this is from someone who stopped listening to our podcast. Maybe she's trying to fill that hole in her life because she stopped listening to us so many years ago.
Uh-huh.
Does not acknowledge the podcast as existing. Probably just assumes I come over to hang out with you in the basement and talk Jeeps for two hours.
We play poker for an hour and a half.
That's right. Has there been any movement on that in terms of the addition to the Lispin, the Living in Style Podcast Network, for the new parenting / day in the life podcast
relationship podcast? No. I've brought it up multiple times.
Since then.
Because I'm excited about it, and I want to knock out an episode. And I think that she's a little nervous. I think that she might...
I think she's having like a good... Like not a good day or a bad day, but like was in a day where it's like maybe a little spring in her step. And she's like, you know what? I think it'd be fun to hang out with my husband. And maybe during our kids' nap, we could talk about our lives together and people would enjoy that.
Yeah.
And then since then, she's come down to, you know, normal human emotion and decided, I don't like seeing this guy, you know, 7 days a week. Normal. I can't fathom having to spend 2 hours in a room that we figured out was smaller than a jail cell on a somewhat regular basis.
I think that that's a good description. You know how you wake up some days and you're like, you're feeling motivated to do something that maybe you wouldn't normally, like, wow, man, I'm going to straighten up the basement today and it's going to be great. And, yeah, I think that might be the case. Maybe she was coming off a bit of a high, listened to a funny podcast or something, and thought, I could do that.
But since then?
Nothing. Okay. I've brought it up multiple times.
You want to just cold right now. Mm-hmm. Just send a text like, hey, and be, I'm not saying like pressure or anything. Hey, you thought any more about if you still want to do that podcast together?
Mm-hmm.
And just see if she gives you a vague answer, or maybe, better for you, a direct answer of sure or not in a million years, you know, because this is a real rug pulling for you.
Have you given any more thought to doing our podcast?
This is a real rug pulling moment for you
mm-hmm.
because it's something like, hey, she's approaching you about something that I hesitate to use the word expertise. We punch a few buttons and we're pretty darn bad at that.
Mm-hmm.
That you know about.
Yeah.
And are good at. And so you're like, hey.
Well.
Something, again, competent-ish. At.
Better than if you put a few monkeys in this room.
Right.
I could probably do it better than that.
And you would know. You work with a bundle of them.
I know. That's coming from experience. Like, I didn't just pick that out of thin air.
It's amazing how you keep those on track during the week, but then we get here on the weekend, and we become the monkeys. Remarkable. Because I feel a little bit bad for you. For you, this is a moment where you're like, hey, I can kind of show her what it's all about. Show her how you could lead, you know. Because what I'm assuming she would be fearful about is what most people would be fearful about who aren't familiar with, I'm not saying the industry, but like being in broadcasting or in podcasting. It's holding and leading a conversation and being terrified that, one, is this interesting?
Yeah.
Two, how do I make sure there's no lull or just silence,
which is crazy because I can sit with my wife and I think like most people, you can have a long conversation
right.
where there are no lulls.
Yeah. But it's keeping it interesting too, right? Because she's probably now fearful, like, oh, I mentioned that and I think it would be fun, but what if people think we're boring? Well, what if people think...
Got a little update.
Okay. So, is this
sort of offensive?
Do you want to officially announce? Because I don't think she's followed up. Do you want to officially announce that you are offended? So, a quick recap. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, Annette approached you cold and said, hey, I think it would be fun, for lack of a better context, I think it would be fun to do a podcast with you. That was the last discussion.
I'm sorry, I am spiraling over here after reading. We've had a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 message exchange. Oh, I see bubbles. Soon to be 7 message exchange.
We have not made any bones about it, and I think she would be open about it, and you've said it before. Annette is not one to mince any type of words for the sake of your emotional safety, right? Like, she's going to tell you what she thinks needs to be said, whether you think it's the pleasant way to hear it or not.
Yes. Yes.
Can you recap us?
Okay.
I kind of want to read them. You know what? No, I don't want to take this from you. Part of me wanted to read them myself so I can get a real raw reaction just seeing the text.
Would you like me to?
No. I want you to read how it went, you know, back and forth.
Okay. So my initial text. Have you given any more thought to us doing a podcast?
Very kind. Like, I think that's a gentle approach rather than saying, hey, get off your lazy butt. Let's do this thing.
Right. She said, not tons. Why? Which I thought, okay, that is above board so far. I'm here. She's here.
Yes.
Same level.
Yeah. At this point, you know, it's something that she brought to you that maybe for her it was, hey, down the road when, you know, Evelyn's in a more consistent school, whatever. Right. Yeah.
She said, not tons. Why? I said, Kyle is curious and wants an update. This is where...
So this is the update.
This is where things change a bit.
So where you described it, you were both above board on the level for those first two texts.
Like on a scale of 1 to 10, we're both at a 7.
Humming along, normal relationship stasis, looking good.
It's mostly a way to force you to talk to me once a week.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh.
I think this needs to be a poll. Am I? My reply was, well, that's mildly offensive.
I
like, I'm JFK, right? Just enjoying a day in Dallas.
I don't think that we need to fully give quality of Annette's life work to equate to one of America's finer book boxers, LHO.
Like,
so
I'm enjoying a day in Dallas.
Oh, God.
Riding through a parade, waving to the people. And then out of nowhere, that magic bullet hits Governor Connolly, ricochets off a couple bones, makes its way right through my neck. And that sucks, because then I hands up. And just as I think, okay, that really got me, I'm going to catch my boof, head blows off.
I feel like right now I'm Jackie scrambling for the piece of your brain.
So you're on the back of the car.
I'm crawling, scrambling,
reaching for the Secret Service agent.
Oh my! I'm so jarred by that entire A to Z interaction. Sorry, I shouldn't say A to Z because you said there were bubbles. A to Q interaction, and at that point, I'm surprised you didn't simply shut your computer and melt off of your chair to the carpet, to the floor here.
I'm happy to know that we're on the same page here, and that I... offense taken.
I got to tell you, if this thing wasn't directly tied to my heartbeat, I'm pretty sure my defibrillator would have just gone off.
So my reply was, well, that's mildly offensive.
Oh, my God. Before I even get to her reply, I apologize for putting this on your doorstep this morning. You're just spending a nice Sunday morning home from a couple-day trip for work. You're excited mm-hmm. to see your family. Yes. You were out snowblowing this morning. You got the rest of the day to spend with your family. Mm-hmm. And you catch not even a stray. You were scoped in like a video game for this.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
I was directly in the sights. I said, well, that's mildly offensive. She said, I think she amended it. Said, force us to talk to each other. That, if that had been the initial one, I'm on board. Because it doesn't target me. Mm-hmm. It targets both of us. And I think that we could both agree that we could be better at taking time to talk to each other. I think most couples would say that. Mm-hmm. Most husband and wife combos would say, yeah, we could definitely be better at this. Absolutely, I agree. But when you say...
Most people don't catch it from a Desert Eagle pistol at point-blank range to the back of their head.
It's mostly a way to force you to talk to me. That really makes it seem like I'm the one solely responsible for...
And listen, I want to make sure I straddle both sides of this fence properly. Okay?
So, I think that your best bet is to... Right now... Pick up the things that you brought. Sneak up the steps. Grab your shoes. Run out the door. Don't even put them on in the house.
Well, I don't want to be heard.
No.
Obviously.
I think we finally found a reason to put in an egress window in here.
She's going to look out back after letting one of the dogs out, and it's just me climbing up. Glancing back and forth like I've been caught red-handed, like a burglar.
Yeah.
But again, I want to make sure I straddle both sides of the fence here.
Sure.
Annette deals with literal children
mm-hmm.
daily.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that probably wears on a person.
Yep, sure.
To the point where, like you said, everybody would want to improve at that in their relationship.
Of course.
To the point where maybe, and I'm not saying she feels it more, but it's probably more obvious to her because it's half goo goo gagas and half explaining why, you know, we can't have a popsicle at 9:30 in the morning to mm-hmm. a tantrum from a toddler.
Right.
Whereas you come home, you know, wipe the feces off that you, you know, left over from the remnants on the wall.
Sure.
And, you know, either don't want to talk about it or whatever. Where she's looking for, hey, how's the outside world?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So maybe that's what... Huh.
Yeah. Hmm. Still think it could have been worded a little bit better.
I don't think we'll address the podcast again.
No, probably not.
I think we'll go ahead and just... Big rug under there.
Well, I mean, the good thing is this podcast is pretty consistently a place where ideas go to die.
Mm-hmm.
So simply by bringing it up on this podcast,
we may have killed it.
Ensures that it will never happen.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive when you think about it.
I know.
I don't know how to broach this for the poll. I'm staring at a blank "What's happening?" screen from Twitter because I'm still ajar.
I think to keep it under the radar a bit, maybe. Was Steve JFK'd?
Okay. No, that's fair. And then that will have, I mean, granted, this is all, these are posted out of context. This will obviously make sense to people when they listen.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah. So can you let me, how big is the hole in the back of my head?
I got to tell you, there's a good sized chunk missing, probably a 2x2 piece.
Yeah.
Wasn't a small weapon she used.
No.
And you know what they say, that text is mightier than the gun in this case.
Well,
of the things that have been maybe not directly intended to offend, mm-hmm. but because you're a grown man with feelings, mm-hmm. it has at some point affected you.
Yeah.
where would this one rank over the years? Because I don't remember a lot of the specifics, and I'm not going to rehash them any, but there was one about, I believe, the gym years ago. Mm-hmm. That's the one that stands out to me. But and obviously, there are different instances and everything. Yeah. Where does this one rank for you personally? Because, but it's also the freshest, so try to take a wider scope of things.
Yeah, it's pretty high up there. Pretty high.
It's a big one. I did not anticipate the podcast ending today, and maybe forever, this way.
I mean, 352, that was a good run. But, this one, I'll be honest. It's going to be real hard to walk up the stairs and continue about my day with a big old grin on my face.
How do Pretty you, tough. As I have questions that I actually meant to ask you that I don't know if we have time today. How do you personally handle something like, now is this a well, not bringing that up again because
oh no. No.
But is it a direct like when you have maybe you grind out the day and you're like, hey, the kids are around, we're obviously not gonna have a conversation about what happened. But you know, we'll wait. They're in bed and we're sitting down, maybe having a ice cream, watching a show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hit pause and I'm going to say, do you think I don't talk to you enough? Or is it going to be a much more delicate, nuanced approach?
No, I think it will be, when you said that.
That was a bummer.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that you mean, we could do a better job communicating with each other.
Yeah.
And you see how, when you look back over it, you probably see how it made it look like I was the reason. Mm-hmm. Now, then again, it's also text, so I try to take that.
And grain of salt.
Grain of salt. And
as much as possible.
I mean, because I obviously read that and thought, okay, this was said aggressively, but if it was in person, it was meant like, yeah, it's a way to force you to talk to me once a week.
Sure.
Which obviously would be in a sarcastic tone.
Yeah.
Oh,
for the love of God, folks, just when you turn this off and you go in the house, just give your loved ones a hug. And I'll make sure you're catching up on their day as much as you are on your own day. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's a two-way street, and I think a lot of us fail to see that.
Sometimes forget that.
I'm glad today we've been so bluntly reminded of that.
Look at that, we still got Robert here.
Next week I'm going to have to ask you, I ran into our friend Josh Reed. Happened to say he saw you the other day.
Yeah,
I have
did.
Questions for you about your interaction with Josh Reed. And I have a question for you following my interaction with Josh Reed.
I was going to say, did I do something?
You did not.
Okay.
Josh has questions about how you took the interaction you had with Josh Reed at the post office this past week.
Oh, I'm interested to see the...
Yeah, we ran out of time. Listen, nobody's fault. I'm not saying it's anybody's fault here. Okay? Everybody listening, nobody's fault.
We no, simply, because it would be selfish.
It would be
to put all of the blame on just one person.
But that was going Who to come up until that? We were so shot in the chest.
No, head.
Head.
This is a headshot.
I physically recoiled.
I gotta say, we got about a minute here. What is your reaction going to be when we walk upstairs in about 5 minutes?
Oh, I'm walking to the door.
Just gonna maybe poke your head around the corner and say, hey, gotta run.
I'll poke my head in because now I don't want it to seem like I know what's going on.
Right.
And I'll have to say, like, oh, hey, Evelyn, hey, how's it going? Hey, all that snow and gas prices and, boy, can you believe the cost of eggs? And then hit the front door.
Those idiots in Washington, right?
Right, right. I mean, boy, if they, you know, policy this and is it spring yet? And then I'm out. Right. Okay, this is all with your daughter.
Yeah. What would you say about building a studio at your house so I can come over there?
Yeah, listen, we'll make the room.
I mean, we can bring this concrete.
Can we? Let's plan on new concrete. I've carried enough heavy things from your basements over the years.
Okay, well, hopefully you hear from us next week. And, oof. If we don't discuss this at all, know that it's because the divorce lawyers directly instructed us not to.
And that audio is now evidence.
At Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you live in one of the places that the side gig is going to be, it's never too early to send us a message. Let us know if you're interested in holding
yes,
the fat head.
Please. So we have your name on a list so that we can reach out to you when the date is officially announced by those genius program directors.
Talk to you next week.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Hey, Mike. Glad you could join me for some great seafood.
Me too.
Wait, why are you dressed in fishing gear?
You said we were going out to catch great seafood, right?
Yes, to Popeyes. Do you even know how to fish?
No, I thought you did.
Oh, yeah, I could catch pretty good seafood at Popeyes. Let's go.
Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our delicious signature seafood. Get Popeyes flounder fish sandwich or shrimp tackle box before they're gone. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.